Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Making local news, the National Library is seeking election material, particularly from Barker, but any old pins, flyers. If you're the kind of person who likes to swipe core flutes off Stobie polls at the end of the election, they want you. Now, I've been looking back on some election history through Barker, getting to know that. Obviously, through 100-odd years of democracy, there have been plenty of people who put their hand up. So I have a list of names of people who have run and have also got a bunch of fake names that I've made up. And I think we'll just do a quick little quiz and see if we kind of figure some of this out. First one, Brooke.
Yep.
Ivor Childs.
Ivor Childs.
Rapid fire. Real or fake?
Real.
It is real. It is. Democrats 1980.
I kind of want to reflect on what I think their merch would be, though. Like, okay. Maybe he sounds like a beanie guy.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. How about Yvonne Zeppel?
Yvonne Zeppel. The last name kind of sounds familiar. I'm going to say it's real.
Family First 2016.
Definitely a core flute gal.
Mike Schnitzel.
That was real, but it's got to be fake.
Oh, it is.
It's fake?
It is.
Man.
Dougley Bolger. Are we barking up the right tree? Barkering up the right tree or the wrong tree?
I'm going to say fake. It's a wrong tree.
Oh, it is. It is absolutely fake. How do you like Norman Alcock?
It could be real. They really could be a real name. Yep, I'm gonna say it's real, and he loves a badge.
Labor 1958. good bag time. Okay.
I'm nailing this.
You are absolutely naming. Kyle Cockram.
Kyle Cockram. Respectable man in society, Kyle. He has skate shoes as his election campaign.
It's a real guy.
I'm gonna say it's a real guy.
It's a fake guy.
Oh no.
Made up. Big Bob Lozar original. Dick Clampett.
Not so far from something that could be real.
No. But it's not a prospect I want to think about.
No, I'm going to say it's real, though. As uncomfortable as it might make you, it's real.
Look, Liberal Movement 1974.
Imagine what his merch would be.
I think you've absolutely nailed it. Can I just add a few names, I thought?
Of course.
Chris Deuteronomy.
Thought that up?
Yeah, what about Wallace the Weasel Roar?
What politician would allow their nickname the Weasel to go to her?
Colin Mash.
Colin Mash.
Darius Chock. Vote Chock 2022.
Oh, and check out baby names for 2023 next year, because I'm sure they're going to be full of those. Great job, Bob.